Peter and Candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a loving man, Peter. In the dark house again. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. Oh, hey up, who are you?
I'm your new neighbour.
Why? What do I call you then?
Peter.
Right, nice to meet you, Pete.
Peter, it's Peter actually.
Ah, posh then. I'll try to remember that. I'm Ken, by the way.
I noticed you singing. Are you an old soldier?
Hey, not so much of the old.
Sorry. No offence meant. Our family, very much against wars and all that.
Still, should you mean a lot of other lads went off to fight then? Or you wouldn't be here now?
Well, my old man was in the Home Guard.
So were Captain Mannering. Hey, unless of the old man. He's your father, you know. A bit of respect wouldn't go amiss.
How long have you had your allotment, then?
Since the war.
Which war would that be?
Hey, careful, young'un. Or she might be getting a taste of my spade.
Whoa, let's not fall out. It was meant as a joke. Just like, I don't like violence. Which regiment were you in, any rate?
I started on horses and ended up in a tank. Morning, Annie. How's the bunions?
Onions? They're doing just fine, thank you. Anyway, you should look to your own business. I've got carrots to plant.
You might be a bit early.
If I want advice, I'll ask.
Don't work up a sweat, sweetheart.
No time for tittle-tattle with you lot. And I ain't anybody's sweetheart.
No surprise there, then.
Who's your mate, then? He's not from round here. Looks like a townie. I'm Annie, by the way. Lot 5, from the little blue fence. Mind you keep that side on it.
I'm Peter. Very, very pleased to meet you, Madam. Would you care for coffee?
Me? Coffee? I'll get back to you on that one. I haven't got time to waste with malingerers.
Friend of yours?
Not if I can help it. Mind, the fancy she sees me is suitable marriage material, Peter.
Really? Well, whose shed is this then?
Mine.
Looks more like it's on my side, don't you think?
Your side of what? I've been using it for 30 years and more, so I reckon it's squatters' rights, mate.
Allotment rights go back to Saxon times, you know.
Oh, I was here a couple of years before that.
Seriously? They were needed to prevent folk from starving.
It's all to do with folks that can't stay at home. I blame them. Conquerors and the like. I expect there were enough food to go around before they arrived.
I don't hold with war, as you know. But it wasn't all to do with wars, more to do with politics.
I don't know. But seeing you don't seem to agree with war, you don't seem to mind sharing the spoils. Allotment owner and disputer of ownership of sheds and the like.
Cup of coffee?
From the flask? Go on then, I'll humour you, Peter. Hey, there's a surprise, Pete. Nice drop of scotch in that. I think you could fit in, eventually. Yeah, you definitely have the makings, it would be safe to say. Biscuits or two could down nicely at this juncture, though. Definitely.
I'll try to remember.
Good man.
What are you growing this year, Ken?
Weeds.
And in particular, variety? I was thinking, I might just try asparagus.
Nah. Asparagus? Much too horchy for the folks round here, mate. The ground won't stand it. You should think taters. New ground, you know, and all that. I could let you have a bit of rhubarb. Mind you, I'd have to pinch it off, Annie. I tell you what, you'll need a good bit of fertiliser. I know a man who could bring you shed loads of horse manure. Ooh, I do love the smell of horse muck. Takes me right back to me yeomanry days.
Hmm, I'll have a ponder.
You're learning, kiddo. Any more coffee in that flask? You're local then?
I'm renting in the village.
Where might that be?
In Flesh Hovel Lane. Behind the King's something or other, what's its name?
Ah, King's Chuff. It's haunted, you know.
The pub?
No, no, not the pub, the lane. They reckon it's old Farmer Gilligan. He was trying to outrun the bailiff, you know, fell off his horse. Landed slap bang in the middle of the old pigsty. Guy, it was a right mess. Especially after the pigs had eaten him. Not the best way to pop your clogs, you know.
Are you serious?
Deadly. It don't do to mess with the departed.
Do you believe it? Ghosts and all?
Oh, yes, I do. Don't do to mess about with folk from the next world.
I remember that.
If you hear galloping hooves coming down your way, then you best get yourself in the nearest edge, mate, pronto. Hawthorn or not. Ah, it's another grand morning. Hope they've brought the flask with you. Hey, look.
What?
Where's me barrow?
Eh?
Me wheelbarrow. It's flaming gone. It was here last night. It was there. There, right at the side of the shed. You can't miss it. Bright it is. Bright orange. With Ken on the side in fluorescent pink.
I didn't notice it.
Didn't notice it? That barrow of my great-grandad's, and then my grandad's, and then my father's, and now it's mine. It's a flipping heirloom, that, an heirloom, I tell you. I bet it'll be them pesky kids from Lower Chestnuts. Beats me why they want a barrow at all. I don't know, in God's name, I don't think they need one. They've never done a flaming house graft between them. Come on. We'll have coffee first, with a bit of toast. Oxford marmalade, of course. And then it's fighting time.
Well, what did you make the toast on?
We don't make it, we procure it.
I don't get you.
Ooh, you young'uns. You've got a lot to learn about country life. The chuff, the pub, has guests. And guests have breakfasts. And breakfasts have leftovers. Well, I've got this little deal with them. They supply surplus breakfast free gratis. And I don't snitch on their lock-ins, which usually last until the following day, past lunchtime. Scratch each other's backs, you see. Country customs. Everybody wins. Step forth for the feast. Oh, Exanote, it's our Annie. Morning, Annie. You haven't by chance seen my barrow, have you?
I might have.
Come on, girl, you have or you haven't.
This information. What's it worth, then?
A nice bit of cake.
When?
About tomorrow.
Seen a bunch of kids pushing what looked like a barrow. Mind, I was some way away. Could have been something else, suppose. They were heading towards the copse and there was a pile of rubbish stacked up there. OK, cake tomorrow then?
I expect so.
Well, I'll be seeing you soon then. I'm partial to a slice of tiramisu. Stuff to attend to. See you on the morrow. Don't forget my cake.
Where are you going to find tiramisu round here? Is there a deli in the village?
No, down the chuff. There's always something out of date. Anyway, likely as not, she's forgotten about it already.